This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
I think we're holding the last piece over here. Chaviv Yisroshnik Rabban Lamakim, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So he has a whole lot of pshatim on Bonim and so on. So he's giving here a Haggadah be'etzim in how you call what it is that you call. What kind of mahalach is Ben? So he says that everything, a person does and accomplishes a lot of things in this world. The everything that he does, lemaisa, the place that it goes to is Benoi. It says, b'koil adam miskane chutz mitamidah in Benoi. So the pshat is because the things that one perceives as being self is a bet. So when a person creates things, a person does things, so whatever it is that he gives to his son, whatever it is that he's moirish to his son, is be'etzem the hemshech of self. It's kaviyachol. If there is someone else outside of me that I can still their hair as self, it's a ben. So the tetzor of the av is the ben. It's the father in the next stage, whereas everything else that he does is going to be ancillary to that. So most a person has a rebbe for his son, and a person provides for his son, and so on. But the only thing outside of a person that you can see as being a hemsh is Benoi. There's a very, very interesting chinuch, remarkable chinuch, who speaks about the inyan of Yerusha. What's the inyan of Yerusha? So he says that the emes every kibs Hashem itzar atzma. It's not appropriate. It doesn't seem right that something who gave should be kol at some point. Kosh Baruch not kol, this should not be kol. So lemaisa, the person himself comes to an end. So obviously there can't be any type of hemshechias mitzad the person. But the son is sort of a reflection of where it is that a Kosh Baruch Hu is mamshich. Where it is that the infinite the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamshech. So be'etzim, in a certain sense, the person himself, the son represents the atzmius of the person in hemshechias. There's a lot of we've spoken a lot of time about this. The halachas that are unique to Yerusha, that everything else needs a kinyan. Except for Yerusha, even a Katma Yom is Yerush, because it's not a transfer of property, it's the Hemshech Be'etzim. Since it's Tatsav Yabanim, so the child is the Atmis of the father. So it's one continued Hemshech. That's the Havan of it. So he says, So the tachlis of Umos HaFa'olam and the Bria is realized through Klal Yisrael. So the tafkid of each one of the Umos HaFa'olam is to help Klal Yisrael realize its tachlis. So you can't call that a hemshech of the Atmis Riav since it's coming for something else. Masha Ein Kain, when we're talking about the a ben, so the ben had mitzias in the see is the ben, and that's the my love ben. So Uma Sa'olam all have a tafkid, and that's part of, let's go a step weiter understanding it. The Bria itself has, you know, everything in the Bria has a reason why it's there, a cause why it's there. When we say that everything is, everything has a Siba to its existence, means that its existence is limited to the Siba. Masha'inkein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is the Atzmius, it's the core of the Bria. That exists because it exists. Everything else exists with a because. The difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and any other element in the Bria is the difference between describing cause or describing Atzmius. It has no cause. So Kaviyachol, there's a reflection of that in the Bria. If we're about to look into the Bria and ask ourselves what is the in the Bria, what are the things that have Atzmius to themselves? The things that reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu most strongly, that can be considered most strongly in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are things that are Atzmiim. Things that are not Atzmiim are not going to have that. So of the things that we can identify, Klal Yisrael is Atzmius. That's the Tzura of Klal Yisrael at its best, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. The other Umos of HaOlam have a way to contribute to that. They can help Klal Yisrael. They can be an aid to Klal Yisrael. So that's very good. So their makom is because they're an aid to Klal Yisrael. But they themselves mitzad their mitzvahs. For instance, let's take an example. The yafifusoi shel yafes is not a value in itself. It's only a value in as much as it's miyape the holy shem. So therefore, you can't say that the tachas of the world is yafes. Masha'ein kein Klal Yisrael has its tachas itself. There's a certain oimik when it says Bereishis bara b'shvil Yisrael shenikro Bereishis. The pshat that is Klal Yisrael is called Bereishis means it's the nekuda in the Bria that does not, that's not soivul. The Bereishis means that the question of where from stops at that point. There is no question of why. That's the metzius of Bereishis. Anything that has a why or a how that comes before it is going to be is not going to be a racious. Bereishis means the nekuda of which Klal Yisrael is racious. Klal Yisrael is racious because Klal Yisrael doesn't have a tachlis other than itself. So if I ask me why did I create Yafes, the answer is because we want to be miyape the aholi of Peshem. But if you ask me why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Klal Yisrael, I don't have any answer to that. The Etzem Metzias of Klal Yisrael is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Its Ratzon doesn't translate itself Hechetim Tzedek for something else. Its Ratzon is something which is within itself. So it, that way it closes to being Tzel Malikim. It's a thing that's closest to the Tzor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that way it's called Ben. Malachim, even though a Malach is on a higher darga, so let's give an example. In the age old Shaila of which is Chashev, Klal Yisrael or Malachim, Lazar speaks about him. Sadie Goyen speaks about him. Rambam speaks about him. It's a machlekes. The end is, like most great machlekes, in redefining. We use one word in two different ways. Let's say somebody hires somebody as a man of means and as a man of he's got the chachma and so on, and he decides he's hiring to teach his kid the gadol hador mamish. So he hires a very very big talmid chacham to teach his kid. So now he's there together with the talmid chacham, and so we have his son and his talmid chacham. His son is a little 12-year-old, bright little kid, and a very big talmid chacham. Who is the cheshever of the two? Well, the problem lies in defining the word cheshev. If you're going to ask me who is objectively more capable, then the answer is definitely the talmid chacham is more, what's the right word for it, self-accomplished. But in my yachas, who is atzmius and who is hechatimtza? The answer is, my son is what I really want. There's this whole talmid chacham clapping me, and clapping my perspective. The talmid chacham here is a hechatimtza to teach my son. In terms of tachlis, I certainly have a very very clear. Have a very clear sense of hierarchy. My son is the more important because I hired such a big talmid chacham only for my son. So b'meila we have both nekudas here. We have the son who is the more. We have talmid chacham who is the chashiv of the two, and I have my son who is the tachas of the two. The same thing. Malachim are certainly more chashiv than tzaddikim in terms of their ruchnistik darga. But at the end of the day, if I ask myself which is the tachlis, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create tzaddikim so that there's somebody there to sit and talk about the malachim? Or did he create malachim so that they serve tzaddikim in whatever capacity they serve? The answer is the latter. They're there in order to. They are there in order to serve the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, Kol Yisrael, is the cheshev of the two. Kima ebet shivu l'shamish at ha'olam as ha'adon, av Yisrael kol ha'olam nivra b'shvila. Ulekach nikru Yisrael bonim, shem einem rak b'shvil atzma. I also want to explain another nekuda that's important to understand. The Rambam says, how did Avodah Zarah come into being? People looked around and they saw Gevalt Meshamshim and the Bria. They said they're royal for, you know, to be Meshabeach them and so on and so forth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they started worshipping to all the different, Kechavim. The Rambam goes through the whole process of how it came about. The mistake was that no matter, as opposed to learning about them, a person is allowed to learn about Malachim. And he's allowed, all of Kabbalah is a limud of the herring, the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruchnistik bria, celestial bria, spiritual bria, whatever you want to call it. That's when you're learning about it. But when you're talking about worshipping is the her that this is the ultimate. The her of a safe pasuk lies in avoda. That's the big difference between when you admire some or when you worship some. Yerushalayim is called Talpiyos because it's a tail shahakoil poinin eleho. The focal point is the Makom Avodah. So Avodah is not just, well, we pay our respect and homage and say Asher Koyach. It's rather the, it's sort of the zeroing in on the Nekuda Atzmis, on the Seif Pasik. So there's nothing else roi to worship to. In the Ikrim we say the Ein Zulasi Royu, Lavan Elov, I think, Spal Elov. There is nothing, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tachus of all Tachleisim, since he's the point, the focal point of the Bria, so nothing else in the Bria can be never to. That's why any element in the Bria, Malachim and so on, since they're only side in Yanim, there's an absolute Isra Avodah, because Avodah tells you that it's the tachlis where things are headed to. Let's take it in a little more graphic way. One of the tzuras of Avodah that's international, halachically, universally international, is Ishtachava. Ishtachava is a tzura of Avodah that is considered to be, even if it's not Darkei Bekach, it's one of the tzuras of Avodah. When you mishtachav it to something, you say, I'm bottled to that. Let's hear it in a different way. Imagine if somebody, I'm working with somebody else together in a firm, and we're both planning strategy, how to sell something, how to invent something, how to service something, whatever it is. This person is a much, much, much bigger guy than I am, much more brilliant person, and I have a disagreement with him. Is there any mokoyim for total his batlas? The answer is no. So the marshal, let's say the person is 10 times as smart as I am. So by that would say, you have 1/10 of a chance of being right. But 1 out of 10 times, I'll be right, possibly. I don't have to mevatel my das. I can weigh it. There's no mocker to mevatel my das. It's just an outside person will give it its appropriate ranking, so that so my daya, the umas in his.
Hello?
Not just valuable, but with rebuttal, it'll become very, very small. But the word of a mock of a firm. And he wants X or Y or Z, and I'm an employee. So my daya has zero value because he is the company, he's the firm, and I'm not. I mean, we can sit down and discuss it because at that point, Kolzal, we're discussing it between both workers. But the minute the person says, this is what I want, the discussion ends because I have no makam. I'm all there as long as he's not involved, I can say. So, but I can't say that. If he has a clear option different than that, his battles, yishtachavos, it serves his battles, and all of this a form of being the battle one for the other. When I bring a carbon, so obviously I can't be the battle myself. I don't, you know, the Torah doesn't want us to die. That's why we substitute a carbon. So it's not just the pshat. Like people understand that, you know, yes, it's true. I imagine as if I'm nikra of it. People think of the pain. People think of this. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is the his batlus that I have towards the other. It's the pshat is my mitzias becomes bottle klapi your mitzias, and so I can't do it personally. Hashem Baruch Hu wants us to live and to be well as long as we're around, and therefore I need to. So I can't bring myself as a carbon, but we offer that many times. You know, we've been done. So that's what I'm about to. So, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?